Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Those that lost their lives for us.
I have family that have served. My son is a veteran. It is an honor to be here to be able to represent our fallen and all of our military and those who have served.
It's time to return home from the first getaway of the summer season. CBS's Meg Oliver at Newark Airport reports that after disruptions over the weekend, New Jersey's Newark Airport flights were on time, but several other airports around the country experienced weather-related issues.
A dramatic improvement with the majority of flights on time. Out west, it was a different story, where more than 300 flights were delayed at Denver International Airport because of fog. Bad weather also slowed travel in Atlanta, San Francisco, and Dallas.
There are over 7,000 flight delays within, into, or out of the U.S. today, and over 365 cancellations, according to FlightAware.com. A terrifying scene at a celebration in Liverpool, England, for a soccer championship team. CBS's Jerika Duncan has details.
In Liverpool, England, a 53-year-old motorist is under arrest after driving his car into a crowd of thousands at a victory parade. The revelers were celebrating the Liverpool Football Club's 20th league championship. No deaths, but at least 47 people were injured. Police say terrorism is not suspected.
A man who used to put people behind bars is now a fugitive in Arkansas. Former police chief Grant Hardin, serving sentences in the Calico Rock prison for murder and rape, disguised himself as a law enforcement officer to make his escape on Sunday morning.
It's a little disconcerting, but very rural area. I would have expected somebody would be hiding out in woods, not coming into town.
Local businesses, including the antique shop where Laura Lane works, are closed as the search for Hardin intensifies. The Scripps National Spelling Bee celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. It begins tomorrow at a convention center outside Washington. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
Cancer is one of the leading causes of death in dogs. Now, a vaccine undergoing trials is offering some hope. CBS's Heather Bosch explains.
Casey Ben's dog, Rainier, has a new lease on life.
He's just a happy dog that runs and plays like he's a pup still, but he's almost 10 years old.
That wasn't always the case. Rainier was diagnosed with bone cancer. He underwent surgery and chemotherapy, but Ben's also enrolled him in an experimental treatment, a canine cancer vaccine developed by a Yale University researcher. It's a type of autoimmune therapy that helps the dog's own body recognize and fight cancer. Right now, Rainier is cancer-free.
I don't think we would have had him longer than a few months if it weren't for the Yale canine cancer vaccine.
It's being tested at 11 sites, including two in Washington State. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
And I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light northeast winds and morning lows in the upper 40s. On Tuesday, those clouds stick around with highs in the upper 50s. Showers enter the picture Tuesday night with our lows dropping in the upper 40s.
It's 53 at our studios.
WRJN. skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape it. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I've been there before. You bright enough for me all of my days. Love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Shame on you, your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you, you cried in vain.
Decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside. For you, never my love, never.
again.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hookah shaka, hookah, hookah, hookah shaka, hookah, hookah, hookah shaka, hookah, hookah, hookah shaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hookah, hookah,
deep inside of me.
Shaka, hookah, hookah.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hookah, hookah, hookah shaka.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Taste is so
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Blind to every eye she Bye. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz, a former police chief convicted of rape and murder who escaped from prison, is still on the run. For now.
Grant Hardin had been in a prison in Arkansas since 2017. He escaped around 3:40 p.m. Sunday, police say, wearing a makeshift outfit designed to mimic law enforcement. Hardin was the former police chief for the city of Gateway, Arkansas, and pleaded guilty to murder, and is also serving time for the rape of an elementary school teacher. Rand Champion is with the state's Department of Corrections and thinks they could be close to recapturing him.
We do feel very confident that he is fairly close to the prison here at Calico Rock. We've had a lot of tips and leads that have forced us to believe that.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
And authorities say they've captured three more of the 10 inmates who broke out of a jail in New Orleans 10 days ago. That leaves just two more. At least 47 people were injured when a minivan plowed into a crowd of celebrating soccer fans in Liverpool, England. Here's City Councillor Liam Robinson.
Liverpool is a city that has a proud history of coming together and supporting each other during challenging times. I've no doubt that will again be the case over the coming days and weeks.
Police say the 53-year-old driver acted alone. It was smooth sailing at troubled Newark Liberty International Airport on Memorial Day, likely because the FAA has put a temporary limit on the number of flights into and out of the airport as its technology is upgraded. CBS's Meg Oliver is there.
It does seem to have eased some of the strain on the aging system. They cut down the number of flights coming in and out to around 56, and typically 80 flights per hour go in and out of Newark, so that seems to have helped alleviate the situation for now.
A Memorial Day presidential speech veered into politics.
President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Monday, commemorating the servicemen and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
They gave everything, and we owe them everything and much, much more.
He raised eyebrows when portions of his speech criticized the Biden administration.
That was a hard 4 years we went through.
The president also used his Arlington address to tout the U.S. hosting the 2026 World Cup and the 2028 Olympic Games. Erica Brown, CBS News, Washington.
Singer Billie Eilish has won Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards.
This is so crazy. I feel speechless. Thank you so much. I love you all so much. I wish I could be there tonight. I'm on tour, getting to see you all over the world.
The sound courtesy of Dick Clark Productions, and Britain's King Charles has arrived in Ottawa on a visit that Canada's leader says will underscore his nation's sovereignty. This is